Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450 and TV 11.
Welcome back in. Don't forget All Sports Talk coming up at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock Homeward Bound Local News, and the first Kermit Davis Coaches Show of the year at 7 o'clock tonight. Rick Ensel, by the way, normally on Mondays at 6. This Monday, not on at 6 o'clock, will be tomorrow night and immediately following our State Farm Prep basketball game, which will be Blackman at Smyrna. So that's the setup for what's coming up. But right now we have in studio and say happy 2012 to Lee Colvin, financial advisor with Edward Jones. Lee, has anyone ever said that if you had a sash, you might look like the New Year's baby?
Huh?
If you... You know the New Year's baby that wears the diaper and has the sash that says the New Year? You know, like in Rudolph Returns or whatever that was.
Okay. Wasn't quite expecting you.
You just bring so much cheer for the New Year.
I guess I will take that as a compliment.
It is a compliment.
I didn't know that a baby had a full beard, but okay.
I noticed that about you again, huh?
Yeah. I was just going to say, starting out here, man, talk about en fuego. Those MTSU basketball teams, Kermit and Rick and their staff, I mean, boy, those players are hot to trot this season.
Doing some good stuff. It's going to be an exciting run the next several weeks.
Right? You know, with me, I've always got a lot of sporadic appointments. I never know when I might need to meet with a client. And it's great getting those text alerts from WGNS, keeping up with every quarter and knowing what's going on. And I love it. Love seeing these high scores. We keep beating everybody.
Yeah, Lady Raiders scored 104 this weekend. Yeah.
It's fantastic.
It hurts to be on the other end of one of those. I'm glad it's someone else, Louisiana Lafayette. But Lee is a financial advisor and also likes to get the sports text alerts. News, whatever. If we get some snow.
News, weather.
Yeah.
That's right.
Lee, 2011. Since we're talking about you being the New Year's baby. 2011 was one of those years, I guess. What would be a good word for the year?
You know, it was probably a little choppy.
Choppy?
It was a little choppy.
Like waters on, you know, choppy waters on the river, whatever.
Yeah, I promise, like that New Year's, unlike the New Year's baby, I won't cry. it still had plenty of good times in it.
Well, it had ups and downs, obviously.
It did.
So what can we expect in 2012? I noticed you brought in a big bag and have some kind of crystal ball in it. So
oh, absolutely. Everybody always wants to look in Lee's crystal ball.
How many times has someone said, what does 2012 look like to you?
Too many times, but that's all right. just keep on asking. Well, you know, Brian, I don't know how to describe it any better than baseball Hall of Famer Yogi Berra.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know anybody that doesn't love his quotes. They're always so intuitive. I don't know. Sporadic?
Choppy.
They're
choppy.
they're definitely choppy. You know, the way he describes it is, it's hard to make predictions, especially about the future. You know, and truly, those words are certainly applicable for anyone who would like an accurate forecast of the investment climate on any given day, any given month, any given year. You know, the best way I describe it is investments or anything else is like life. It's not going to be utopian. You will have ups and downs. But as long as you just keep moving forward, you will succeed.
Well, you know, you might look at it like the weather forecast. You know, you have people that forecast what could happen, and you know, you look at historical trends to see, you know, what are the average temperatures this time of the year, things of that nature on the weather side. So, I think we could probably look at that today and get maybe what does the investment landscape look like in 2012. So. What are some factors that we might look at that would affect our investment portfolios in the coming months and of 2012?
Well, you know, we always have plenty of factors, and some of those factors cause the success that I just mentioned not to always be the success that we're looking for. Mm-hmm. We may not always fully achieve what we want, but over time, we do typically move ahead somewhat. And, you know, some major factors that we want to be looking for are going to be, number one, a strong business fundamental. Within corporations, within business, within the country. Number two, Europe's debt crisis, being aware of what's going on there and the fact that, you know, in today's world, we are in a world economy. Mm-hmm. What happens outside of this country will affect us in some way, shape, or form. Number three, it already started about 6 months ago, and it's just starting to get heated up, but you know, election year patterns. What typically happens during an election year? How does the market react during an election year? And, you know, just to be aware of some of those things going forward.
Well, let's take a look at some of those. Business fundamentals? Explain what strong business fundamentals means for us. I mean, how do we look at that?
Well, you know, if you look at this past year, Brian, all the noise about the debt ceiling debate, the size of the U.S. deficit, you know, to drown out some fairly good news that that we had here in the U.S. Number one, you know, U.S.'s businesses' balance sheets were strong for the most part. Borrowing costs remained low, and corporate profits were good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at the same time, corporate profitability remains a key driver of stock prices. Heading into 2012, those fundamentals continue to look positive, which may bode well for a lot of investors.
Financial advisor Lee Colvin is here with us today. We're looking at, what does 2012 look like for the investor? And, Lee, it seems like, you know, I filled in when you couldn't be here, reading the business report and listening to you every day, it seemed like, you know, it was every other day at least when there was some news in there about Europe's debt crisis. It's interesting how that affects, I mean, you mentioned the world economy. You know, what might 2012 look like? Is there any way to know?
You know, your definite remark there, Brian, Greece's economic problems made a lot of news in 2011. And, you know, where they weren't the end of the story in Europe, as major financial difficulties also face Italy, Spain, Portugal, Ireland. You know, it's by no means clear right now how these problems will be resolved. So don't be surprised to see them lead to intermittent or, if not short-lived shocks to the market for the 2012 year.
So that could be part of our choppy forcing there, or to force some choppiness in that regard.
Definitely. And, you know, again, I go back to the fact that investments, the stock market's like life. If your life every single day for the rest of your life is utopian, then you're the person I'd like to meet.
Yeah, really.
I don't know of anyone whose life is always that way. We're always going to have ups and downs, whether it be, you know, emotionally, physically. We've always got something going on, you know, to work toward. And, you know, unfortunately for the stock market, it just happens to be the European debt crisis and their issues that will cause those ups and downs.
You know, I found that now being a year older after last week's...
Gotta hate that.
Oh. I got up this morning and I've never had a pain in my foot like I had this morning. It was gone in like 15 minutes, but it's like, what in the world is going on here? It just seems like everything... So that's a new pain to add to the list.
Called gout?
I hope not. It's called go away. I don't know.
Yeah,
things fall apart. But election years are very interesting. It's all over the news, the national news. There's a lead in just about every newscast about something dealing with the election. You know, you got the New Hampshire primary coming up. We've had the Iowa caucuses. On and on and on. This is going to be, you know, it's election year.
It excites you, doesn't it?
In a way, it does. And in a way, it's like, okay, can November get here any quicker? But how does that affect the markets? Because, I mean, I'm sure you can look back over the last several. I can remember when President Obama was elected the day after, there was a huge upswing in the market. So I know that at least the news that comes out does affect it somehow. But what about an overall year?
Well, Brian, you know, one thing you might be surprised about is that the S&P 500 index has shown negative returns in only 3 of the last 21 presidential election years.
Hmm.
So, you know, that does help give us a little confidence. Maybe the odds will be in our favor for this year. You know, is that coincidence? No one can really say for sure. And really, at this point, no one can say if this pattern of positive returns will continue during this election year. Still, it's most definitely an interesting and hopefully a positive phenomenon going forward.
Good, bad, ugly, quirky, whatever. It's all there for us. You take all of this together, Lee, and what will happen with the markets this year? These are all factors that I guess economists look at in order to make their predictions, just like my weather analogy a moment ago. You look at the climate data and what the temperatures did here and there and weather patterns and such. But is that something that we should really be involved in? Instead of us trying to predict what will happen in 2012, what can we do to stabilize our investment strategies, or what can we do with our investment strategies instead of worrying about all that stuff?
Well, you know, that's a great question. It's kind of like somebody saying, you know, hey, I saw Phil, he saw his shadow, this is what I need to do with my investments.
Ah.
You know, we try to keep the foreshadowing, the nervousness, those quirky things going on in the market. We try to make sure that clients understand, try to disregard to a point those short-term comments, issues, news that you hear. Focus on fundamentals. You know, instead of trying to predict what's going to happen in 2012, you may be better off following the tried and true investment strategies of diversify your holdings. Spread your money around among a wide range of investments. Don't ignore your risk tolerance. Always look at the big picture. You know, any one of these three, you know, especially when we talk about diversification, we always mention, you know, diversification by itself cannot guarantee profits or protect against loss.
Now, that's kind of spreading your money into different investments, right?
Exactly. Okay. You know, try to keep it spread out in different investments. And how you have that spread, you know, people say, oh, you know, my friend told me, or my coworker, or my buddy told me I need to do it this way. Well, you know, how they do it might be different than the way you need to do it, because they might have a different risk tolerance. They might have a shorter or a longer time frame. You know, so always look at your big picture. Always look at your risk tolerance. You know, risk tolerance, if you worry excessively about market fluctuations, you may have too much risk in the portfolio, which means that you may need to make some changes. So try not to listen to these outside but close friends and peers who may not know any more about investing than you do. You know, call us. Let us help you. We understand the markets. We understand the economics. Believe me, we understand the ups and downs in the market and are used to it, and can help you through those tough times to try to focus on the big picture, keep it ahead of you, and try to achieve those long-term objectives and goals, and try to avoid the short-term events and trying to overreact from those.
Well, one of the givens is the market's always going to fluctuate.
Always.
It's going to happen. So that's why you have to stay focused on the big picture.
Definitely.
2012, new year, Will it be? Will the waters be choppy, or will there be smooth sailing in the old boat? Who knows? But one thing's for sure: if you've got questions about your investment portfolio, financial questions, that Lee Colvin would love to take care of that. Otherwise, if you have a financial advisor, we always say you need to give them a call. This is a good time of the year to be looking at that. And if not, Lee, you'd be more than happy to help.
It is. And, you know, Brian, just to make people aware, it's January already. You know, so now through April, this is a time that a lot of people try to contribute to retirement plans, try to focus on new business plans, try to put money in their IRAs, either for last year or to get ahead of this year, and hope that it will be a good year. So, you know, start looking at your budget, start looking for, you know, it's a time for new resolutions. Maybe this is your new resolution to say, let's start investing for my retirement, for my child's college education, for an emergency fund, anything that you might have going on. So, you know, we'd love to sit down, talk to you, and help you plan that out.
I like to begin my New Year's resolution on June 13th. Just pick a day.
Why not?
Whatever works. If it's something that needs to be done, let's just do it now, right?
Absolutely.
Well, and maybe this, if you don't make resolutions, that, you know, this is a good time to get it done. And give Lee a call. 907-7056 is the number at the office there, or contact your financial advisor. Lee always comes in every weekday afternoon at 5 o'clock to give us the latest market news, and I'm sure you'll join Robert again this afternoon.
I can't wait.
Sounds like a plan. Maybe a couple of weeks, and you'll be back here with us?
Looking forward to it. I think two weeks from today, we'll be back and ready to roll with another good conversation.
Sounds
appreciate
good.
It, Brian.
Thank you. That's Mr. Lee Colvin joining us here in studio. Again, he'll be back at 5 o'clock on Homeward Bound Local News with the latest look at today's market news. Hope you'll hang in there with us. We'll wrap things up here in a moment.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett, exclusively on WGNS Talk Radio.